Hello, and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with the charming Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. We happily welcome Commander Ashira back to the show today. 2 weeks ago, our topic was meant to be the ascension process and where we're at, but there's always so much to speak of when the commander of the unified forces of the outer galaxies is available for it. As always, I look forward with joy in my heart to these discussions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. The beautiful, slender Suzanne Maresca.
Free of intestinal discomfort.
Oh, thank God.
No kidding.
Literally, thank God.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Necessary process, you know. Anyway. So, I'm getting very excited about Sedona.
So am I. So am I. It's just the energy is building, the roster is building. Yours truly, Suzanne, will be there. And Susie, you're going to be talking about being in the flow. Why don't you say a little about what you're thinking about?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I just feel like that's one of my gifts, is to just be here and to relax back into the arms of the divine and know that everything's okay no matter what shows up. So I'll be offering some of my own personal ideas about how to be calm amidst the chaos and just hold space and be good with everything.
You know, it's a really important theme, because as we move from this place of what the council is called holding intention, in terms of the creation formula and how we co-create with the unseen realms, and move into action and being proactive, that ability to really be in the flow and to know when to move, when to stay still, when to not, or never really, to get distracted by what feels or may look like external chaos is really key and pivotal. And you're going to, of course, be joined by some wonderful people, including our Steve Becco from Enlight and Georg. So it's, I'm just getting excited. The energy's building. You know, when people register, I'm going to give a plug here.
Go ahead.
As soon as people declare and register that they're coming, one of the things the council has had me do for, well, this is the 20th annual, so for over 20 years, I start working on them and working on the group. And with this group, and now this has been going on for several months now, but the people, the numbers are growing and the energy is growing. And I'm really seeing, collectively, when I look at etherically at this group, that they're not sitting still. They're not sitting still in meditation or in quietude or silence. They're really like chomping at the bit, as if they're getting ready for a marathon.
Oh,
it's very interesting. The energy is completely different. And even, you know, about, oh, I don't know, sometime last summer, the chiefs started, the Native American chiefs like Geronimo and Sitting Bull and Tecumseh, all those people started showing up at the house again. And the, you know, the archangels. And this particular workshop is about being hosted by the masters, and in particular, Jesus. But the star families are present. I mean, it's just like, and everyone seems like they're milling around, getting ready to do, rather than to simply sit and share and learn and expand. It's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So it's curious.
It is. It's wonderful, too, and I'm very excited. And, you know, one of my favorite things about, I've only been to one other gathering, and that was in Lake Tahoe. It was delightful because of all the people there, because everybody is a beautiful, open heart, and you just, you know, to be, like, for most of us, I would say, a good many light workers were like sprinkles on the ice cream cone of Earth, so our immediate sphere does not necessarily include people that are close to our heart. So to be in a room with so many others, it's just such a wonderful gift. I love it.
It's perfect. You know, the original intent of the annual gatherings is still, I guess, I just got corrected, is to for the council to share what the agenda is like for the upcoming year. That's why it's held towards the end of the year. It's a heads up on this is the next step and this is what you and we will be working on. But then there's the other real agenda, which is this chance to get together with your soul family and soul circle.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's just as important because I think, you know, when we come together like this, it really renews our sense of community and building that community. And you meet people, even if it's your very first time, you meet people that you have known forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels so good.
Yes, and people that appreciate the work that you do and that are doing really outstanding work themselves and all for the collective. It's just a really very juicy, juicy thing.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Sweet and juicy.
Sweet and juicy. I know Ashira has a lot to say, so we probably should get on with the meditation, huh?
Get ready.
All righty.
So relax. Sink into your chair or your car seat or your office seat or your bed or the floor, wherever you are. And take your arms and cross them across your chest and hug your shoulders. And from Susie and I and your entire star family, receive this hug, this great big hug, saying welcome and thank you for hanging in there and for being you. And feel your heart expand with this knowing. Not a sense, but a deep, profound knowing of how deeply you are loved. And not only loved, but appreciated. So often in this world, we feel that we're not really seen, not fully and truly recognized for who we are. But in this case, with all the archangels and angels and your guides, but today especially, from all of your star family, your colleagues, your cousins, your sibs, feel that hug and feel that love and the honor and appreciation they hold for you. Now let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of silver. It's the color of the ships. And the closest we would have would be titanium or zirconium. Zirconium being a new mineral that is upon the planet but hasn't been discovered yet. Stronger and more malleable than titanium and will be very useful in our own space travel and technology that lies ahead, including conversion of things like cars and trains and buses, etc. So breathe in that silver as if it's a flash on a skate blade or the color of pewter skies in a summer storm. The glint off a pendant, the color of Archangel Uriel. But it is also very present as we expand into the Halion, which is that beautiful fresh mint shot through with Electra and electric blue. And Electra is one of the Pleiadians, one of the seven sisters. So breathe in the mint and the Electra blue and that sparkly silver. This is also the way that many of the healers of Trelawna show themselves to you, as those silver sparkles dancing in the air like dust notes. Feel this energy not only fill your heart, but your Halion chakra at the base of your rib cage and your entire central channel, which is like a beautiful glistening tube from the crown above the crown of your head, down your spine, out your root chakra. And let's connect that to our beloved Gaia. Go deeper. And today, rather than traveling to the Neptune, to the ships, let's invite and beckon to our star family to come and join us here upon the planet. Feel them traveling along that Halion cord to wherever you are, whether it's your bedroom or your office, your living room or the car. Feel that energy, that sensation that somebody has just come and sat down right next to you. The majority of our star family coming right now is humanoid and humanoid looking. So simply allow them. You may see or smell or sense, it doesn't matter. Just open your heart. And from that core of who you are, invite them all over. Invite them over for a cup of tea or coffee or a glass of beautiful water. Take a minute. And welcome. And welcome to all of you. I am Ashua.
Hello.
I am Ashua of Neptune, Commander-in-Chief of the Unified Forces of the Outer Galaxies. I am Ashira.
Welcome.
And thank you. Thank you, beloved ones, all of you, for inviting me back, for welcoming me and my colleagues, my fellow travelers, into your home, into your sacred space. to conjoin and sit and stand and walk and simply be with you. Now, it is highly unusual. As you well know, we are busy. And sometimes busier than you think. But that does not matter. What matters is this conversation and this sense of growing unity and community that is taking place between all of us. You have beckoned to us the same way we have been calling out to you for hundreds and even thousands of years. But the time is almost inconsequential. Yes, and we know that there is a bit of an obsession about time. But when things are in alignment, when things are already in motion and movement, what happens is this preoccupation with timing, with when, begins to dissipate and in fact disappear. Because in many ways, all of us are too busy attending to the undertaking to worry about anything else. No, we aren't worried about coming together with you. We aren't worried about ascension. We aren't worried about the shift. We aren't worried about disclosure or when or how this will work. Because my beloved friends, it is already well underway. And it has been for some time. But it becomes more obvious and apparent to even those who are in the most serious level of denial. We had agreed that we would talk about ascension this day. And in fact, this is a topic that is near and dear, not only to my heart, but to all of our hearts. What humanity is undertaking, with a little help, is this process of the restoration, the rebirth, of love upon the planet, of love and the mother, and all the beings of light and love, have made this definition of ascension really simple. For consistently and repeatedly, to you and to us, they have said, this is about the rebirth and the reanchoring of love upon the planet. This is about the expansion of heart consciousness through the transformation of that love into the DNA and the human experience. Now, while that is monumental, almost beyond imagination, it is also really simple. And for that reason, we tend to focus on that again and again and again. For it brings us back to our purpose in being here, rather than in some other quadrant of the multiverse at this time. And yes, while this plan has been an unfoldment for a very long time. For a very long time. What we are focused on is what you would think, and what we think is of the here and now. So what does this mean for you and for us? The paradigms of your planet of Gaia, and let us be clear, we don't refer to Gaia herself. When I say this, I mean the human paradigm. Has taken a very long time. We're talking basically millions of years, not just recent history, for these very strong situations to emerge and to be seen as an explanation of how things work. So these belief systems that are like wisps in the air now, like a foggy day, sort of. We don't have foggy days, but anyway, of control and aggression and abuse and misuse of authority, of spiritual cancer, have been in place for so long that in many ways human beings really thought, well, this is how you get things done. Someone has to be in charge. Someone has to pull the shots and someone has to obey. That's not how love works. It never has been and it never will be. But long ago when the mother said to us, as we left our quadrant home base on CCC, we're going to try something different. I'm going to anchor love in form. Now we know an ascension, in your terminology, has taken place out of form. There has been evolution into sheer energy in a number of situations. But to be able to come and assist in the anchoring of love in form in a massive, not only planetary system, but very mixed cultures, societies, systems, was seen as a phenomenal opportunity. An opportunity where we could bring our expertise, our love, our belief systems, and share them in practical ways, but also to set a pattern, if you will, a new pattern, for what it would look like to have such a realm of high consciousness in body and workability. Now don't forget, you and we went through some very difficult lessons in the Intergalactic Wars. And it took thousands and thousands and thousands of years, not only for the cessation of those wars, but to find workable solutions. That is how the Intergalactic Council was originally arrived at. But that interweaving of love in what is not a homogeneous system is intriguing and challenging, beautiful and magnificent. And it lays the groundwork, the foundation, for everything that lies ahead. Now, I know that you, by the nature of your being, tend to think in terms of decades or centuries. But if you think of what is transpiring in the larger picture of what lies ahead when this is accomplished, it is truly such a gift. Now, where are you in this ascension process? You made the decision. Some of you don't agree or know or understand, it doesn't matter, that this decision was made some time ago, several years ago now, that you would proceed together. And that you would do so in a level of unity that has not been known upon this planet since the very beginning. Think of this, when the angelics originally assumed form as the creator race. Now, when we use this term creator race, it has connotations that sometimes are taken the wrong way, because it sounds as if it is a aspect of some ascendancy and in control, and that is not it at all. All the creator race does is use the energy of love to create. It's actually quite simple. So you made the decision, and you've been in this process,
I like to think, with our help. In fact, I know with our help,
of preparation. And many different segments, very diverse quadrants, have been preparing in different ways. And there has been a very widespread, not only destruction of the old paradigms, which is in the final gasps of its reality, but also in the reconstitution, not only of belief systems, of heart systems, of expansion, but what it means to be in form. And many of you have experienced this as ascension flu, ascension symptoms, reconstitution, right down to your very bones. And some of you have volunteered to play that role, perhaps more vigorously than others. But every person upon the planet does and has had a role to play. And the individual and collective heart has been transforming and becoming more open, more accepting, more kind, more loving. It is not about dogma or science or how intelligent you are or how much information you have. It's about the quotient of your heart. And most of humanity, think of what I am saying. Most of humanity has been opening. Now, about 4, 3, and 4 years ago, the mother penetrated all of us, including us,
in the multitude of ships and fleets, she penetrated us with her tsunami of love. And this was expansive and beautiful, and it never really quit. And although the mother is infinite patience, can you imagine? She is eager for this to be completed. And so she has sent her tsunami of one. And that has been, again, we are experiencing it with you in different ways, obviously. But you are being penetrated, upgraded, attuned by all the legions, all the angelics of every tier, if I can put it that way. All the masters, all the gods and goddesses, all your ancestors are all pushing this energy into your very core, not just into your outer fields, but literally into your body. That's why so many of you who are sensitive feel like you're coming out of your skin, because you've never felt this before. Now, that's not going to stop either. But the dam is broken. You see, the resistance, and there's been a very active resistance on the part of the human race, make no mistake about it. But that resistance has broken. That's why we're having these conversations. So that is why I say the dam is broken. So that energy, that love, that complete upgrade is flowing freely. And not just to those who are love holders or light bearers or light workers. To everybody. Now, are there many of you, and most of you are listening to this broadcast, who are ahead of the wave, who in fact jumped the dam and came to our side and helped with the push, yes. So what I say this day is astronomical news. And you are seeing that breakthrough in every walk of life, in your science, in the awareness and acceptance, the acceptance of our beingness, of our presence, is higher than it has ever been before. So there is no resistance to admission of our presence upon the planet. Now, are we cautious? And I will repeat this, and I know we are talking about ascension, but just to talk to this. We make our presence known in subtle ways, and by working through existing framework, science, technology, societal institutions, financial institutions. But everything is in the flow. From our perspective, this is the biggest news flash that we could offer. I think some of you should call Fox News. They would like to be on top of this. So ascension is underway. It is not a future event, my friends. It is right here, right now. And each of you are experiencing it in your own unique way. But that expansion of experience is growing daily, hourly. Now, having made that my brief introduction, dearest Suzanne, what would you like to say?
Oh, well, I could let you go on and on. It's always wonderful to hear these things, and that is indeed very wonderful news. And I feel it. It feels to me that a great many of us are absolutely ripe with potential and ready to burst with energy to move forward. And that, you know, like you said, it's done. It's like one of the tipping points that we've had, and it's already done. Okay, so our internship is over, you said, and it's time to be calm and serene and hold space. Can you offer any ideas as to how it might look stepping into our new roles? Are we going to be acting as stewards for awakening humanity? And does that also take the focus off of the individual, away from the self, once we're nice and balanced and clear?
I could say yes, 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 and yes.
Neato.
But that wouldn't make for much of a show, would it? Let's explain.
Thank you.
First of all, each and every one of you are far too precious, far too wonderful. Your unique beauty cannot be ignored. So we are never going to say to you, don't pay attention to that bright, beautiful self. Because it's also through the attention to self, the internal and the external monitoring of yourself, that everything gets done. But is there a shift in place and underway? Absolutely. You are, and we are your helpers, the Mother's Implementation Team.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. And that is amazing.
It is.
Now, we came to help, to build the foundation, to share technology, science, healing, education, you name it, we've got stuff to offer. But you are the implementation team. Now think of it in a really practical way. This is about self-responsibility and collective responsibility. But think of it in this way. If you and, oh, I don't know, two girlfriends or two friends, we are not gender specific, decided to take a trip, and you are in New Jersey, and your other friend is in the Netherlands, and your other friend is in China, and you are all deciding to go and visit New Zealand.
That sounds
you
great.
Can make the plan, but if you don't implement it, if you don't talk, if you don't choose dates, if you don't book tickets, and then actually go, then nothing ever happens. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have any pictures to show of your trip to New Zealand. So the practical part of this is actually coming into form. And what would motivate you to make those steps? Well, of course, it would be the love of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
The desire to absolutely get together, have an adventure, spend time together, because you want to be together, because you miss each other, because it's time. But unless those practical steps are taken and the flight scheduled, as it were, then, of course, it doesn't happen. Now, I hear some of you, and some very particulars, saying, well, when should we schedule our trip? Schedule it right now. So let's be practical, though. Before you get to the point of booking the trip, what's present is the love for each other. Otherwise, there would be no motivation. There would be no desire to see each other, to come together, to have a new adventure, to share the fun. Because
I can't tell you how much fun this is. Are we working? Yes. And is it the greatest fun ever? Yes. So, first comes the love. But then inside of that, or with that, or tandem to it, partnered to it, however you want to think of it, is this determination, an act of will, and an assumption of responsibility. Now, you can't, not in the new realm, you can't assume responsibility, not in the way of new earth or Nova human, if in fact the love isn't there. Because it would simply be a reversion back to the old paradigm, and heavens really does know we don't want that.
Right.
So what happens then is you divvy it up, right? You say, okay, I'll check out the flights. You check out the itinerary when we're on the South Island. The third person will figure out what we need to bring. So you all assume responsibility according to, not just because you love one another, but what your specialties are. Some of you are better on computers. Some of you are better of dreaming up the best adventure. Some of you are busy packing homeopathics, ignoring what we have to offer. But you get what I am saying. But first comes the love.
Yes.
So the love quotient is there.
And I have to
and
say,
it's growing.
It is. I have to say that I feel I am having fun now. It used to feel like this ascension process was kind of a suffering thing and we just have to get through it. But there's so many synchronicities happening in my life, and people step into your life, and information comes my way, and just everything, it just falls into place. It's like having the parking space fairy be available for me all the time, and I really am having fun. So thank you. Whatever part you guys play in it, I am eternally grateful.
Well, you are welcome. And do you know how long and far a thank you goes?
Oh, wow.
When a thank you is made, it's broadcast not only on my ship, my home base, but throughout the fleets.
Yay.
So a grateful heart. If there is anything that we look for, we're not talking about IOUs or a formal welcome or a gee, thank you, is all we want.
Mm-hmm.
That and the welcome mat, and both are there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we have already, I shall use this word, infiltrated your society.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want you to know, many of you, as I mentioned in our last time together, have infiltrated us as well.
Mm.
And we couldn't be happier.
Mm.
But it's time now for you and we taking the next steps.
Okay.
Now, you are the implementation team. We have been setting things up. Yes, the channel has spoken to you privately about how we catch bombs, how we disperse chemtrails, how we plant technology, all of this we've been doing.
Yes.
So that you don't need to worry about it. That's our job. That's part of what we can happily take care of. Let me just make an aside about this issue of responsibility and will. I call myself Commander-in-Chief. Actually, I very rarely call myself Commander or Commander-in-Chief. But that's the title, and it goes with the job. But our roles are defined by, yes, the assumption of self-responsibility, and within the collective, that assumption of who does what best. We use authority. It is more self-governed than what you have in the old paradigms of Earth thought of as authority or as an expression of will. Because it is collegial, it is collaborative. I don't order my captains or commanders or anybody to do anything. There is an assumption of authority, and that particularly telepathic communication, let alone our communication systems, are slightly more advanced than yours. But it is based on the willingness, and not only the willingness, the love that we share. So nobody would dream of not doing. And if for some reason they needed a break, a vacation, a quasi-sick day, of course it would be arranged to spell one another. We are not obsessed with work. Have we been working overtime and diligently helping to get things organized for the number of things that are unfolding? All of them on your planet? Yes. But that's only to make this transition more smooth. So we are so willing to do that. So now we're saying, for humans, with the kindness of their hearts, according to what they feel passionate about, not ho-hum, that never works, but what they feel passionate about, to simply do and perhaps expand, adopt a new direction, begin to put into place what has been asked of them, not only by the collective, not only by us, but by their own soul awareness.
Mm. Yes.
So it's not about some future event, because now we're talking, thank goodness, right here, right now.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I have a feeling that we're having this conversation, of course, because resistance is broken, as you said, but because our meeting draws ever more near, which we're all looking forward to.
You and us both.
Yes, yes, yes. Could you say anything about, I've seen pictures lately, and you know, with Photoshop Masters, you just really never know. Pictures of tubes of light, right, from the sky down into the earth. Is that really happening? Could you say anything about that?
Yes, and this is part of the tsunami of one. This is energy of a quotient. It's also, think of it as a teleportation device.
Oh.
So it is being used with great regularity. Now, they have been used for some time, but now what we are doing is allowing people to see them.
Right. Right, right, right.
So much is happening.
Yes.
These tubes of light, sightings, very clear sightings of our ships, encounters with your star family, your presence at the Intergalactic Council, mm-hmm. and various, shall we say, committees would be your term, I guess.
Right.
So this is already underway. There will be growing awareness. You have recently, your science community is discovering all of a sudden that there are many planets that are available and similar to Earth.
Oh, look.
We say we are laying the pattern for this expansion to other planetary systems.
Hmm.
Do you not wonder where these planets are? You are already receiving the signals via SETA for our communications. Again, another way for human beings in a scientific manner to know that there is a communication from abroad.
Mm,
so all of these are happening.
Yeah.
So that the human beings get very comfortable with the idea. Now, at the same time as they are getting a greater comfort level, their hearts are expanding. So their openness to this has expanded, oh, incomprehensibly.
Yes, beautiful. I'm so happy. So happy. Okay. Well, I think we're probably close to out of time. I didn't actually pay attention. So so if you have more to say, I would just welcome that and say thank you.
You are so welcome. Let us bring you back to this ascension process, because it is important. It's probably, and Archangel Michael is correcting me, which is always interesting. It is the most extraordinary event and transition and shift that has happened in eons. Now, if I was human, I'd be really impressed with myself. So I want you to feel that sense of extraordinary pride in the humblest of ways. And I want you to feel our gratitude that you actually volunteered to be the Mother's implementation team. Now, the ascension for all of you, conscious or unconscious, subconscious, it matters not, doesn't matter what path you've taken, has been a process of heart awareness growing. But there does come a moment, and it is a moment, when we all experience what you can visualize as a flipping of the switch. Now, many of you, especially those who are listening, have been traveling in and out of that ascension portal for ages. But there comes a moment in terms of what you think of as the shift. That momentary impulse takes place. Now, in other situations, think of Halion or Trelawna, which I know you are both familiar with, where at a moment in time, all beings left their bodies and assumed sheer energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a huge coordination. And that was a coordination where everybody was basically at the same vibratory rate. Think of what is the next step in your ascension. Throwing of the switch, as it were, where all the energy is anchored fully into human form. Now, you had to get all the upgrades in order to be able to handle this. And I am not talking necessarily to you who are the light workers and love holders community. But think of the man on the street. It would have been too much energy for them to handle, even with the kindest, most loving heart. So these upgrades have taken place. And now you are getting ready. But I tell you, it is underway.
Yes, yes. So September is going to be a big month for us, isn't it?
It already is.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel the 22nd is very big, but I'm sure that there are other things happening. Okay, so dare I ask, the event that's always spoken of all across, you know, it's like a cross-cultural thing that there's an event coming. Is it really like a blink of an eye kind of event, or like a series of things like we've been experiencing? Like, is this whole thing the event?
It is more of a series of things and a a singular event. So it is both.
Okay.
But you have been experiencing a series of things.
Yes, yes, yes. And it used to be an up and down, and now it's just pretty much just straight up. Not straight up, but, you know, there's no let up. It's just increased frequency all the time.
You have a new normal. There is already a new normal upon your beautiful planet. And we feel it. The harmony, yes, even with all these silly things going on, the harmony is beautiful. And it is rising.
Yes, and we're
so it is not the individuals who are still acting out their little dramas that need to be paid attention to. This is coming from the collective. The same way your decision to ascend together came from the collective. It was not the decision of an old autocrat saying, you will do this.
Right.
It was all of your heart saying, yes, we believe in love, and that is our choice.
And our default.
And you have never ceased since that decision to truly, simply leap ahead. I know you've had your moments, but yes, it is your new default.
Yes, I love it. I'm so glad. And I'm so grateful for you coming to speak with us again. Hugs to all of you.
And hugs right back to you.
Thank
Go with
so
our love. Go with my love.
Okay,
farewell.
Farewell.
May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh, love, surround. Shine.